This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have discovered, hiding in plain view, the master plan. When I come back from break, Obama. Well, I'm just going to have to tell you after the break, but this is so unbelievable. And people don't even know how to deal with something of this magnitude because it's so criminal. It's so diabolical. It's so evil that Congress doesn't even know how to respond and the president doesn't know how to respond. I know how to respond. So we'll tell you about it when we come back. Here's part of Greg Reese's excellent report he just filed on the common sense issue of border security. The full report's being posted to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. But here's part of this important report. Please go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and get the video and share it and spread it. Here it is.
The phrase, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, has been around for generations. It illustrates the wisdom of respecting other cultures. It is much like the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When you are a guest in another person's home, it is only right to honor and respect their home. A nation is a home to its citizens, and the only way it can exist is with a border. This all may sound like common sense, and before the election of President Trump, it certainly was.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
What we need to do simultaneously, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary in some places.
If passed, this bill would be the biggest commitment to border security in our nation's history. It would put another $6.5 billion on top of what we're already spending towards stronger, smarter security along our borders. It would increase criminal penalties against smugglers and traffickers. It would finally give every employer a reliable way to check that every person they're hiring is here legally. And would hold employers more accountable if they knowingly hire undocumented workers. Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable.
But now, for whatever reason, the Democratic Party is opposed to protecting American sovereignty. In today's upside-down world, protecting a border is immoral.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. The wall, in my view, is an immorality. No, it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with a wall is an immorality between countries. It's an old way of thinking.
Now, many people have pointed out that Nancy Pelosi has a wall around her home, this home, and others have suggested that this is not her home. They have posted images of this building and claimed that this is her home. But we live in a time where common sense is no longer common, and many miss the obvious fact that this home, like most, is made of walls and secured with locked doors and windows. To claim that it is immoral to secure your border is equivalent to saying it is immoral to secure your own home. It is the equivalent of saying that private property is immoral. For common people, the primary purpose of government is to protect the people. According to our Constitution, the purpose of our federal government is to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Pat Buchanan has come out echoing basically my exact same words in a big editorial article. It's linked up on Infowars.com saying, memo to Trump, declare emergency, declare it now. And don't just declare it on the border, because that declaration will allow you to remove a lot of the embedded Obama people. Be honest with the public about how we're under UN globalist attack. They're teaching us that having a nation even existing is evil and is bad. Now, before I hit all of the incredible news, I'm going to hit the most important news ever when it comes to the concerted global program to censor nationalists, conservatives, and Christians off the internet. And then once that precedent has been set, the Wall Street Journal, 7 months ago, a month and a half before my total purge, and then everybody else's purge, said, don't worry, in a 30-plus page subscription-only article that we wrote about and had big excerpts of on Infowars.com, said, don't worry, major newspapers and TV networks can be more profitable than ever, because they said within 1 year, this was 7.5, 8 months ago, they said within 1 year, the internet will no longer be free. It will be like Netflix, and you will not be able to go, not just to quote fake news. Once the precedent's set to do that, the real bonanza of authoritarianism is the monopoly. So once they get the KKK, oh, then they get Alex Jones, then they get, oh, Antifa. Then the conservatives come and say, yeah, you take them off too. And then you see Jack Sprat could eat no fat. And his wife could eat no lean. So between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. Conservatives want to censor the liberals. Liberals want to censor the conservatives. The leftist professor classes in the background, they'll just take their mask off later, and they go in and are the fact checkers, the new royalty. Now, I want the listeners to listen to me very, very, very carefully. I don't say this to sound pompous. It's the opposite, and it scares the hell out of me. Because I don't want to be one of the only people that knows this when it's hiding in plain view. Let me correct that. One of the only people that is opposing this program and researching it, when it is a giant industrial-scale program with over million people conservatively involved in it. It's a public Manhattan Project hiding in plain view. And they put it in foreign affairs, and they put it in public affairs, both CFR rags, and they admit the whole architecture, and they go to security conferences, and they say it all. How they're, remember the neocons always wanted authoritarianism? The Chicago School, Strauss that started the whole neocon, modern idea, thought that, you know, Hitler did a good job, he just shouldn't have been anti-Semitic. The neocons are the real group working with the Democrats against the Tea Party Liberty Republicans. And so you think we've got Congress, or we even did a few months ago. We didn't. We never had Congress. We never had the total trifecta of the legislative, the executive, the judicial. Now, with Ginsburg about to make a jump in the hyperspace, and the White House, the word is getting ready that she's going to be having to retire, dying, basically any day. Word is from little birdies is she's not even conscious right now. So these are good omens God's giving us. I wish nobody harm, even a horrible globalist like her, but this is still a very good omen for the Republic. Just a little sign that they're all dropping like flies. With Providence delivering. We need to pray for Providence. We need to pray big time. But let me just pull back, because I always try to give a bunch of technicals, because I know if some congressmen or women are listening, or if executives are listening that are actually into facts, they'll hear the things I'm saying and then go look it up so they understand this is not my view. And I understand large swaths of the public are unconscious and very lazy and, quite frankly, stupid. And everybody claims they know how stuff works. I really do know how things work. I know exactly how they work. And we had already reverse engineered this and predicted it before Trump won. It was going to happen one way or the other. It's just harder for them because Trump won, but because Trump is so cut off and the whole bureaucracy is just ignoring him. He's like a big, powerful juggernaut meets a giant swamp. And so now the weight and the strength and everything starts making him bog in. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to just quantify this, and I'm going to announce what's happening in just big, colorful, expansive statements the way the pundits do it, and they never give you facts, and then I'm going to give you the facts afterwards instead of just going right into the facts. But here's the bottom line. The best way to describe this and what it is a bunch of projects to censor the internet and control and social engineering and consolidate power for corporations, not just, you know, shut down, quote, right-wingers or what they call fake news or populists, but to vertically integrate the entire economy. And so there were a bunch of projects being tested in China, Europe, and other areas to bring the censorship here and the UK. And Hillary and others had it set up that once she got in, they were going to roll this out with the system I'm about to break down after the break when she won. Well, when she lost, they absolutely crapped themselves and accelerated the program to try to even keep Trump from getting into office, because they rightfully know if this comes out, if people make this a political issue instead of it being a technical, factoid, academic issue, if the public digests this raw meat, this red meat, it's cyanide to the New World Order. You think the globalists are in trouble now? When I come back, I'm going to lay it out. But here's the bottom line. Obama, with the neocons, with large sections of U.S. intelligence, Defense Department, all of it, this is all public, set up a total internet kill switch system that is manned by at least 100,000 people right now. With heads-up displays on your phone, on your computer, live time, and all new devices, Microsoft, Apple, Google. The idea that Apple says what happens on your phone stays on your phone, that is the biggest joke on the planet. It's already being beta tested, and in 3 months it rolls out on the new Microsoft everything where they're in your phone lifetime, and they put, like the fact checking you see on Google and Facebook and Twitter, when I had Buzz Aldrin on, and they just put a fact check up saying, Jones says no one went to the moon, but Encyclopedia Britannica says we did. The damn interview says we went to the moon. See how that's fake news? Lying about me, but superimposed? It will not be on the site you go to now that opts in. It will be over all devices with a huge heads-up display through all these intelligence agencies, including Interpol, the reactivated Stasi in Germany. Google's moving into the former Stasi headquarters. The magnitude is incredible, and they will all be... Remember when CNN was in my YouTube and knew how much money I was making and everything was calling for me to be banned? And people were like, that's crazy. How are they in your YouTube with Google? That Oliver Darcy and all of them are in this. They literally... That's going to be mainstream corporate media are now going to be the policemen in your phones, in your computers, and putting heads-up displays over your phone. And it's starting now. I mean, total control at device level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I am begging everyone watching this live show and listening on the radio to look into the facts I'm about to lay out, to find out they're absolutely true, in fact, worse than I can even say, because there's so many details, and then contact Congress, contact major corporations, ask to speak at your church. Do whatever it is you have to do to expose this, because in 3 months, Microsoft and then Apple and then Google, all of them by the middle of 2019, are implementing live access into your phone where they will see where you're going and what you're doing in live time. We already know they've been tracking us and doing that. But now they're going to have a consortium of neocon organizations, hardcore Soros-backed organizations. I'm about to show you mainstream news saying this. Specially selected by Obama and Hillary before they left office, groups in every U.S. intelligence agency, all 17, coordinating political minders that don't just spy on you, that send live-time messages over what you're browsing on the Internet. So it isn't like you go to somewhere on Facebook and there's an Alex Jones video, and then it puts up a link from Snopes saying this is fake, or from the Southern Poverty Law Center, or from the ADL, or from Media Matters. Literally, Soros, when you go to a site, breaking in and putting it over, it's going to be on your device. Now, we've already seen this happen to InfoWars, where they didn't just delist us off of iTunes 6 months ago. We had links just to our own podcast and in the iPhone browser. They block you on an iPhone being able, through that function on the phone, to get to it. You understand? You go buy a phone, and the next level is you can't go to InfoWars.com. You can't click on it. You can't listen. And they've now got keyword, and they've got audio, which is the next level, where then they won't even let you listen to my voice. It's automatically blocked. Now listen to me carefully. This is for everybody. This is going to totally vertically integrate the entire world. Once they're done doing this to political groups they don't like, the Wall Street Journal, again, a month and a half before we got purged, we're going to show you that article, said, when we're done with Jones as the test case, we're going to take everyone off, and you will maybe have 1,000 channels on the Internet. And The Wall Street Journal and the New York Times will be the king fact checkers, and then they'll disseminate it out to the minders, who they've already got 100,000 trained. I have the articles right here, who are already on Facebook, YouTube, Google, Twitter, already practicing taking Franklin Graham off and taking Gavin McInnes off. And then, oh, we're sorry, it was an accident, but just teaching you, they're there. Oh, we made a mistake. Sorry, you're back, Allie Alexander. But, by the way, don't go on Alex Jones' show. Oh, Joe Rogan. Yeah, we blocked your podcast getting uploaded onto iTunes when you had Alex Jones on. Don't have him on again or we'll delist you. And by the way, don't tell anybody, Joe. Oh, but there's the good news, Joe. Soon we're going to have a program where your administrator, if they're trusted and signed some paperwork, you're going to be able to go flag things that are about you that aren't true, and you're going to be able to confidentially talk to us. And, Joe, if you do a good job for about a year with us, you're going to be able to take stuff down yourself. How would you like to be a trusted administrator? Oh, and then Alex Jones puts out a couple of videos about you. They get a million views last week on other people's channels. And then a little message from YouTube. You need to watch what you're putting up, or your whole channel's gone. See how that works? See how that works? So, see, that's how corruption works, is they get you involved, and they give you some power like the Nazis did. So remember what all these senators have said. We're putting them on the screen of your TV viewer. Democrat senators have said, we took Alex Jones off. Now there's thousands more need to be banned. And they went further. They said, they need to be banned from radio and TV as well. And we're putting in systems that will do that as well, where the DVRs and receivers in your TVs won't even pick up who they want blocked. Oh, remember this week? Don't even show the president's speech. They were trying to introduce that idea to you. You see? And, oh, they had a big Defense Department meeting a few months ago. We first reported on InfoWars.com. And guess what? They said that by the end of the next year, the internet, as we know it, will be over and everyone will be censored, but selected corporations allowing the orderly direction of society. That's called dictatorship. Direction means dictating. The orderly directing of society. My God, I'm going to get directed by Mr. Fly, the neocon. I've got all the articles, all the names, all their admissions, but they're establishment publications. Or then they're mainline publications selling you on, oh, thank God, there's a consortium of groups helping fact check, but they're not doing enough. Oh, of course. And then everywhere I go, everything I've said or done, they put a lie on it. They don't even act like you're smart. A great example was I talked about Buzz Aldrin on 10 years ago and how I believe the moon landing happened and a lot of other things, and I never said it didn't happen. And they saw the news. Jones says the moon landing never happened. It's in Texas Monthly on the cover of this month that, you know, Jones said that the moon landing never happened. And under it was Encyclopedia Britannica saying, Jones says the moon landing didn't happen, but it did. And the video, I'm saying it did, with Buzz Aldrin, the second person to walk on the moon. Does he have credibility? No, 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 no. Someone under the Southern Poverty Law Center, I went and looked it up, has a seal. You know, like the old dukes would have, or kings, putting their mark in the wax. Encyclopedia Britannica, that old respected name, is now Southern Poverty Law Center. They just load whatever they want, and they go, well, that's, you know, that's respected. Let's get Encyclopedia Britannica. Nobody reads those anymore. We can get that name for nothing. And we'll now be Encyclopedia Britannica, and we'll say the moon's made of cheese if we want. And then Encyclopedia Britannica, Jones says that nobody ever went to the moon. And the video above is me saying we did. But see, they're going to hone their systems down, I guess, and not make it as obvious, right? Like them saying there's no border crisis and, you know, Trump's a liar over and over again. So when we come back, I'm going to explain all this. We got loaded huge guests. I'm never good at telling you about the huge guests we have coming on. Cassandra Fairbanks is a great lady, good friend of mine over at the Gateway Pundit. She had a lengthy discussion with Julian Assange and has got some big breaking exclusive stuff for us coming up. We've got so many other big guests as well today. I'll tell you about those on the other side. But do you understand? On a Richter scale, the censorship you've seen is a 1 compared to the 10 you're about to witness. Total censorship spying takeover by criminal class.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have the complete internet takeover plan, blueprints. Within 3 months, every computer device in the country already has the back doors built into it with devices made 5-6 years ago, will be broken into via your terms of service. You won't be allowed to not have it on there. by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL. The ADL used to have to break into police stations to get information, and they got convicted of that and got sued over it. By Media Matters, George Soros, and by the main neocon think tanks, with Defense Department yearly funding that Obama put in place, with oversight by special offices set up by Obama and Hillary at the CIA. And just as you've seen in China, where you can't send on phones emojis of the Taiwanese flag, and that went worldwide for a while, or you can't send images of Winnie the Pooh because the dictator doesn't like it, because people make fun of him in China, so Winnie the Pooh's banned. And they've got a firewall and systems that detect that, and you can't send that over platforms. The EU just signed a law banning memes. By law, you must pre-approve them and scan them through a government system before you put a meme out. That's prior restraint on speech. This is way beyond 1984. And so starting in 3 months and rolling out through the rest of the year, and we have neocons at major events admitting this. We have all the articles admitting it. They're just bragging. They say, you think Alex Jones was a big deal? You think us banning thousands of conservatives was a big deal? We only did that to get the left wing on board. The Democrats are so sick and tired of their own constituents being anti-war and everything. We're going to ban all of them, and then the conservatives who feel like they've been wronged are going to take the bait. And once that's done, we're going to set the precedent to ban everybody. It doesn't matter if you've got a show about gardening on YouTube. If it's popular and you've got 100,000 subscribers and you've got a great arborist business that, you know, sends plants around the country, there's a bunch of those. I've ordered plants off some of those. I've even talked to them on the phone. I'm like, wow, you know, how's your business doing? How much money are you guys making? I'm like, wow, you know, in the future, they're going to... I was ordering some trumpet vines just 6 months ago, and I brought it up to him. I said, you know, they're coming for you next, and they're not going to let you operate. Funny thing is, I got an email from the guy. He said, how did you know that? I just started getting contacted by YouTube, and they said, things are about to change. I'm going to have to pay them to even be on YouTube, but they're going to have a conference, and I should fly there. And I said, I know, brother. And see, we're being hit by such a criminal takeover, such a mafia takeover, that just to have any type of online store, to sell Beanie Babies online, to sell roses online, to just be involved in commerce, period, you're going to have to pay the piper to the big tech giants. And by the time they do that, everyone else is going to be shut off. By the time they get around to all the little merchants and all the regular people, it'll be too late. But here's the mega scandal. Here's the takeaway. Hiding in plain view, the head of Google, the head of Facebook, the head of Twitter, the head of all these groups, they go to Congress and they say, we've never censored anybody. We've never manipulated search results. We've never been paid to promote a search result. That's the whole model. It's like saying the American flag doesn't have red on it. But you know it's got red on it. Mega lies. You know why they're so confident to lie? Because they've got a perfect storm where 6.5-7 months ago, right before I got banned, the Wall Street Journal put out a, again, huge article that I'll show you here in a moment, saying we're going to take over the whole internet and end it being free, and you're not just going to pay to play. We're not going to let anybody on it but select companies. And then, of course, they're all going to start fighting with each other, too, over how many can be there. It's a total takeover. Because the internet was going to decentralize things. It was going to end all these monopolies. And it was starting to do it. And the globals are like, no, this is supposed to bring in total control. And so they're doing it. It's all over the German news now that they're going to train stations. First, I saw it 2 days ago in one city. Now it's all over. And they're going to attractive women who have blonde hair and saying, are you a racist? Are you a nationalist? And the women say, no, I'm not. Like they believe they're going to be arrested. And the police say, good, because you'll be arrested if you are. So now they're even saying, we'll take you away because you're white. And one woman said, but you're blonde haired. And the cop pulled out a breathalyzer and shoved it in her mouth, tried to take her to jail for talking back. And then the Germans went, oh, don't worry. It's a social experiment. Of course it is. They go, we're not really going to arrest you for blonde hair. It's a social experiment. I called Watson that morning before anybody else had picked it up. And he says, it's crazy. And I said, no, Paul, it's meant to make them insecure and scared and spread the word. So when they really start arresting people for what color they are, people won't say, oh, I care about that, because they've already heard about it. And they go, oh, that's just an experiment. See, they're testing you. Studies show when they show you a bunch of murders on TV, you become desensitized to the real thing. That's why they show soldiers simulated shooting. The first video games were, you know, of killing people up close who weren't real. So when you kill the real people, you don't care. It's a desensitization. And look, I know you know all this, folks. Let me tell you. Only being aware of this will defeat it. You can't look at the news, Fox News, CNN, any of these things, and think you're getting what the story is. Even if they're reporting on the basic facts, it's all about distracting you from what's really going on. Like, Trump doesn't need an emergency to build the wall. He could do it with existing military funds with a selected emergency by declaring it an emergency. He needs it to circumvent and remove these networks Obama put in under an emergency. And, of course, we're next year's news today. I've been telling you this since Trump got in. He's got to declare the emergency to override the previous emergency. And I'm telling you now, in fact, here's the takeaway that up front I want everyone to know. Obama and the neocons know there's a populist uprising worldwide. They thought Hillary was going to win. But even if she did win or didn't win, they were going to incrementally end the internet as we know it. And it's here. And it's the old saying of, first they came for this group, then they came for that group, and when they came for me, there was nobody left to stand up for me. This is an exact plan where you pick off one person, and then another, and then another, and then a whole group, and then thousands in a day, and thousands the next day, and thousands the next day, and then you, oh, people are getting upset, let's cycle back, okay, we're going to quit, we apologize for Franklin Graham. Oh, we apologize for Gavin McGinnis on YouTube, and then they take them down later. And so it's all a psychological plan. And only by being aware of it, only by being conscious of it, only by understanding it do we have any chance to beat it. So, again, normally I get up here and I talk about one of these issues, and all I do is just start showing you article after article, showing different pieces, how they're spinning, how they're lying, how they're admitting, how it all goes together. And then I never actually get to the big picture. I just got to the big picture, told you exactly what's going on. Now when we come back, I'll go over all the articles and the proof and the legislation and the video clips of senators admitting it. And then we got a bunch of big guests coming up today. But this is it, and I want to explain it. It's not just that they're going to put over what you're doing on your phone or your computer or your Alexa or your other home, quote, device that's spying on you, your little minder. It's that when you go to Alexa and say, Alexa, pull up Alex Jones at InfoWars.com, at first it's going to say, that's fake news and a bad person. But okay. Later it's going to say, I'm reporting you for doing that. And by the way, I've been listening to you. And later it's not going to even let you know. It's just not going to let you go there and not respond. They actually admit that in the documents, too. A robot in your house controlling what you listen to.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the BestEDpill.com. That's THE BestEDpill.com, the online doctor's office.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Inventor of the internet, who's not Al Gore, he's a British scientist who's credited with the final pieces of it for contributing the most, has said last year and this year that a global authoritarianism is taking the web over, a technocracy, that the big tech companies have totally sold out to evil, and that he has been feverishly working with other top scientists to try to combat them. And in the past, when those fellas talked, they'd be all over Wired. They'd be all over the Wall Street Journal. When these inventors of the web talk now about authoritarianism, you have to read it in local newspapers. Father of World Wide Web launches platform which aims to radically decentralize the net. Intends to end the dominance of Facebook, Google, Amazon, while the process of letting individuals take back control of their data. That's Tim Berens. Tim Berners-Lee. Now, here's the problem with this. When you get hit with an authoritarianism this big and people don't know what they're facing, and you have almost like 21st century technology finding a time machine and going back and fighting, you know, primitive tribes or something, the primitive tribes have no chance. And because the old governing political class, who are 65, 70, 80 years old, are playing golf all day and barely know how the internet works, they're allowing the technocracy and these tech heads and traitors inside U.S. intelligence and multinationals and the Chi-Coms to literally set up the end of civilization as we know it. When it comes to basic freedom. Julian Assange's last video interview before blackout, he said, this generation being born right now is the last to have any freedom ever. And that's really the sad thing here, is that the inventors of the internet and top journalists all say exactly what I say, because it's what's happening. And it's very, very sad. And then I knew that the next level was going to be device control, because we've seen Apple do all sorts of things, not letting people even, not just access iTunes, but not even use the RSS reader on iPhones to get to our RSS feed. And I didn't believe it when listeners found it. I told the tech guys, we got an outside big company looking at me, said, yeah, we've never seen this before, but we believe this is the next level of control. URLs blocked at the device level, and then boom. Microsoft and all the rest of them are announcing in corporate papers that, oh, we put the function in years ago, but we're going to go live with it at schools, universities, military bases, and on people's devices without opting in. Where you try to go to Infowars.com and it pops up Snopes and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these other criminal groups, in my view, and says, hey, this is a fake guy that's a Nazi, or, you know, he says the moon landings didn't happen. We're fact checkers. We're God. We're Jim Acosta. And we say you don't want to go there. And then you know what the next step is. Obviously, you're put in a database, which they've already been doing. Oh, that you're a bad person. So what they're doing is getting you used to a minder. Now, one of the crew in there, Matt is a smart guy, he goes, man, it's almost like this is the Chinese social score is already here. And I said, yeah, Matt, that's next segment. That's what I was going to end with on this before we shift gears and the other issues. This is worth 100 hours, not just 1 hour to talk about. The entire Chinese global social score system didn't start there. It started here. But yes, it's being adopted in Latin America. It's being adopted in Africa. Because when the Chinese come in, they say, we're going to build roads and railroads and all this, but you have to adopt, your government does, our computers that spy on you and run everything you do. And you've got to sign over your ports and everything to us. And we're going to watch everything your citizens do. So starting next year, they've already done it as a pilot project with all the party members. This is just the Google project, Dragonfly, that they say we never heard of. It just doesn't exist. Remember, first a few months ago, it didn't exist. And then Sundar goes, oh, I don't really pay attention to it. We don't even know we're going to do it. Dragonfly is the global model, and we already have it. Dragonfly watches what you do on your phone and puts it into a scoring system and has government minders watching where you go in live time and even messaging you when you're doing things they don't like. And it's by law, starting next year in China, everyone will be given a phone that listens to you, that watches you, that's your minder. And then if you don't play ball, you can't move 1 inch. That's the government quote. So that's what they're doing here. That's what they're doing there. And so all of us are going to be prisoners. And literally, George Soros-funded groups are already banning Franklin Graham and will ban everybody and are already live time in your phone, not just a computer program that puts feeds up on your phone, not the website you go to. They're just getting you used to that, like, oh, I went to a website, you know, I went to Google or I went to YouTube or I went to Twitter or I went to Facebook and I went to my local church. And, you know, somebody didn't like the fact that they gave a, you know, anti-abortion speech, so it says something about your church. You're like, well, that's weird. It won't be on the website they're doing it. It's going to be on your phone. And you know what that means. They admit. Literal university control freaks, Antifa, scum of the earth, all of them, are who they're hiring. Top security clearances to Reality Winner, who joined ISIS and said all whites should die, and she was white. These are the people that are going to be live time in your phone. It's not just going to be Twitter where they read your private messages and share them, and we have all the Veritas videos laughing about it or all of this. It's sick. And guess who they are now hiring to man the whole thing? University professors, Antifa, leftists, but all the out of work or would be out of work, major newspapers, New York Times, Washington Post, all of them are now like little intelligence agencies. That's what's running all this. And they live time get into your account and they look at all your sponsors on YouTube and they start contacting them. And you never even know why you lose them. And they admit this. Criminal racketeering, outside third parties in. You're about Facebook letting outside parties into your thing. Yeah, that's what they do. But the New York Times is on undercover video saying, yeah, we're an Alex Jones, the private account. That son of a bitch used to make $5 million a year off YouTube. We cut it down to $500,000. He's almost crippled. Yeah, he's our number one enemy. That and veterans and anybody that has American flags. That's a quote. Well, who do you target? American flags. The New York Times is like, yeah, we're in the interface. We can read all their private messages, everything. Yeah. Woo! And now it's everybody. And top neocons at Defense Department think tanks on stages in Germany 3 months ago said, you think the censorship's good now? We're banning everybody by the end of next year. And we're going to have a lot. And guess who controls it? Neocon Bushites. And it's all right here in these articles on InfoWars.com. And they're bragging up there at defense meetings about how the enemy's the people and how they're going to shut everybody off and take your bank accounts. And they laugh about you being homeless. Just like the Nazis put Jews in the ghettos. We've got all these clips of congressmen I haven't gotten to yet saying, ban me. We'll play those next segment. But here it was back in February of 2018. So I was saying 6-7 months ago. I guess that's really 10 months ago. God, time flies. So I was wrong. I said 6-7 months. It was 10 months ago. Hold on to your tinfoil hat, Alex Jones. Your YouTube's coming for you. This is an article about the Wall Street Journal article. It's behind a paywall, but you can still go find it. And it just says, we're taking the web over. We're ending the Internet. And Google engineers quit and said, you're breaking the Internet. They said that. Google Soros funds Facebook new fact checkers. That's a Newsbusters article. How a neocon-backed fact checker plans to wage war on independent news. Mint Press is the best article. It's up on InfoWars.com today. It's like, I'm not going to say it. It's like, it's 20 pages long. And it goes through all of how they're going to do it and how they're going to ban liberals, conservatives, everybody. It's all over. They're ending the Internet. Except it's a psychology experiment, a giant re-education camp where it's 100,000 now. They plan to leverage it up to about 10 million people whose jobs will be watching everything you do and telling you what to do over the smartphone.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.